Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report about bull riding. We'll have that coming up right after this.
Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke?
No.
I can't see you lighting up.
My mom and stepdad did, and it kind of always grossed me out to see the cigarettes hanging around there.
Stepdad? What happened to your real father?
Oh, this is comedy coming up. I can see it right now.
He lives in Chicago. He's a good man.
Okay. I thought you were going to say he lives in Joliet.
Yeah, he's doing time with Elwood Blues.
It's chronic.
It's fine. My dad's fine. My real dad's fine. My he just got remarried.
He did.
I think we talked about that the last time.
This
sounds awkward.
Did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He just got remarried.
Was it awkward for you at all? Did you go to the wedding?
I went to the wedding.
Did you call her mom?
No, I call her Donna.
Uh-huh. Do you call her mom Donna?
No, I do call her Donna. And again, I don't want to tell you how many times my dad's been married, but if weddings were sandwiches, his next one would be free. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We're standing up in the studio.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to hook up with comedian Greg Warren.
Yeah, tell him, Daddy.
There he is right there.
Hi, Greg.
There he is.
Greg.
USA, USA.
Handsome blue eyes. And Greg joins us from his condo in St. Louis.
That's not a judgmental.
Yes, no joke.
No, his lean-to.
Yes.
His hovel.
It's a nice condo. Josh gets to stay there sometimes.
Yeah, it is very nice.
I've actually been there.
Cozy.
You've been to the Greg's condo?
Yes.
Christy's been here?
Yeah, yes. I sure have.
Wow, Greg.
How about that?
Well, we don't talk about that.
Let me
tell
you
something. Magical
let me ask. let me ask you something, Greg. Is it like cracking a safe? You know, there's all like some five or six different things you have to do.
It's not like that.
You
got to
get a stethoscope out.
Wow.
Did you do what? Christy,
are you even close?
Did you do what Greg and I do when I'm over there?
No, I
eat
don't
Fritos
know.
And watch Blue Bloods.
No.
Frito scoops.
Yeah, of course.
Greg, did you watch the Super Bowl?
You know what I did for the first time in a long, long time? I was driving home and was listening on the radio, and then I was like, I'll watch the rest of it.
Yeah. You watched it at my house last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had a Super Bowl party. It was great.
Greg, it's great to talk with someone who has the same memory that I do. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was last
Didn't year. He tell you how much that meant to him? You guys?
No, like I said before, it was one of the best nights of my life.
Did you eat Fritos?
Oh, we had wings.
Josh had a lot of good snacks.
Any commercials that you remember specifically you thought they were pretty good or very effective?
No.
Really?
I was kind of zoning out a little bit during the commercials.
All right.
No kidding.
Just multitasking, doing a few things.
Well, no, what else were you doing?
Maybe preparing for the show.
Exactly. Preparing for the
show. Josh was telling us at great length, without you knowing about it, that you get uncomfortable when talking about meeting a lady or being with a woman or...
Yeah, he doesn't like to hear about my sexual exploits. Yeah. Usually tells me to shut up.
Quite specific.
Quit being a freak or whatever he
said. Josh, give me the list of people that really enjoy hearing about your sexual exploits.
Oh, I can't get enough.
That chick McGee.
Yeah, I do.
Willie will often high five me.
I mean, every Monday he walks in here, Willie, smell my finger, it's the time of my life.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, there was that one time where he walked in and he said, "Smell my elbow." That was rough.
No, bigger girl.
Sophomoric.
Yeah. He maple-thorped her. Yikes. Okay, Greg, what was our topic for today? I forgot.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, before I get into it, I thought I'd do a little follow-up on the last time I talked to you guys. We discussed... high school fishing teams a couple of weeks back.
Yes, certainly. We did.
And there were some questions around whether there were they had cheerleaders.
Oh, and, I don't remember that.
It's no, it's not a good day. They tried it, didn't work out. Give me an F. Shut up, Charlene. You're scaring the fish.
The
famous fish cheer. Uh-huh. That's fabulous. Today's topic is what, Greg?
Today I want to talk about professional bull riding, actually.
All right.
I'm a fan. Yeah, Greg, are you?
The PBR?
Yeah.
No, now I kind of am. I learned a little bit about it in between Super Bowl commercials. it used to be called Jaripio down in Mexico. Huh. That's where it started. And originally, bull riding was you ride the bull until it dies.
Oh my!
Which is
That seems
it's a nice thing though, because when the PETA people come complaining about PBR, they're like, "Listen, yes, there's some problems, but we have come a long way."
Yeah, from dying.
You want us to go back
seconds
to Jaripo?
But I mean, yeah, Christy makes a good point. What is it, 7 seconds at a time till they die?
Eight? Yeah, you have to stay on for
that's
eight.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they hurt the bulls before?
Well, they would. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like when they were riding them, would they make sure they died?
Yeah, is that?
Hmm. Yeah, they had to die. Yeah.
But I mean, is it like bullfighting where the guys walk out with the spears and start.
Yeah, the bull's already stabbed when he comes into the ring.
Yeah, they give him.
I don't think so, guys. They just rode him to death.
Huh. Well, we're here at hour six.
Our writer is complaining that he no longer has any genitalia.
Yeah. Sometimes the writers die first. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's been jostled to death.
It was a true Mexican standoff, Josh.
Yeah, man, oh man.
Hey, by the way, Greg, can I make a request for next week's report?
Mm-hmm. Sure, man.
Mexican jumping beans.
Oh, yeah. You got it, buddy.
You know, evidently, Sonora, Mexico, is the Mexican jumping bean capital of the world.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
That's
some sort of
chick, that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay.
Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Isn't it President's Day next week?
Yeah, so what?
He's got to do something presidential next week. He can't do Mexican jumping beans.
What's not presidential about Mexican jumping beans?
Exactly right.
Calvin Coolidge had a vast array of Mexican jumping beans.
A wild collection.
Yeah, Truman.
Some people have them.
Biden's going to make it the national jumping bean of the United States of America.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Obama.
The first...
means nothing.
God. Well,
the first formal rodeo was in Deer Trail, Colorado.
Well, they wear tuxedos.
1869. Oh, very formal. Yeah, the bulls wore formal tuxedos, Josh.
Hard to get them cummerbunds on.
Yeah, they didn't really organize.
How do you think they hiked them up? Because not how they. Never mind.
I didn't get it, Christy.
It's okay, cummerbund. You have to wrap it around the bull. They have to hike up their balls to get them to jump.
Hey, what's going on?
No, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new feature, Plain Speaking Christy.
Christy's taking a page out of the Josh Arnold Book of Comedy. If they ain't laughing, say balls.
Rule one. Yes. Rule two.
Josh, I've seen you lead with balls before.
And they're dirty.
Yeah, they're big and dirty like potatoes.
So tell Greg you were in the... No, never mind.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
What happened then, Greg?
Well, the Cowboys were kind of getting abused in the rodeo system, and they finally had it after the Boston Garden Rodeo in 1936, and they went on strike and said, we need to get paid a little bit more, and they formed the Cowboy Turtles Association, which they called it that because they took a long time to organize, but they finally stuck their neck out. I wish Tom would have interviewed those people. You know, you have a very stupid name.
I stared at it for an hour.
This will draw no one.
The Rodeo Cowboys Association, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, sure. And then in 1992, the Bull Riders sort of said, "Hey, we're the most exciting thing in the rodeo. We're going to break off and form the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders."
How did they?
In the regular.
Didn't Pabst Blue Ribbon own that?
That's what I thought.
I don't think
they must not
they
have.
Did. It makes sense. They're PBR, but
right.
I don't think they did. Basically, the top bull riders all kicked in $1,000 one day in a hotel room, and they're like, we're going to form this association. Did you know that 130 colleges have bull riding as a sport? Mm. Or rodeo as a sport, I should
say. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, mostly Western colleges.
Oh, no, yeah, is that right?
Yeah. I think it would spice up some of these small liberal arts colleges in the Northeast. Yeah, I'm on the rodeo team. Where? Vassar.
We're playing Sarah Lawrence next week, and we're heading up to Dartmouth. Wow, that's interesting. And, of course, who could forget the great scene in Urban Cowboy with the prisoners?
Yes, Tom, I'll skip ahead. Urban Cowboy, of course, was vital to sort of country culture. Mm-hmm. The movie came out. Basically, there were mechanical bulls. They used them to train for bull riding. And then an amusement park in New Jersey put up a mechanical bull in 1930. It was called Ride 'em Cowboy. It was a ride. And then they weren't a big deal until Urban Cowboy. They went crazy.
Yeah.
Urban Cowboy, of course, is a movie about the actual country bar that I saw when I lived in Houston, Gilly's, partnership between this guy that owned Sherwood Crier, who owned Gilly's, and then Mickey Gilly, who was just a failing country artist. That Sherwood said, "Hey, how about if I give you your own bar?" And Gilly's was where Urban Cowboy took place. Sherwood put up the mechanical bull to discourage fighting. Basically, there was a lot of fights there.
Mm.
But I watched this documentary on Gilly's, and apparently, when the movie Urban Cowboy came out, Gilly's people came from all over the world to go to Gilly's, and the people. that, you know, the regulars at Gilly's got mad and said they were all posers.
Sure.
You guys see what's going on here?
Yeah.
The people that were pretending to ride a real bull got mad that people were coming in and pretending to pretend to ride a real bull.
Right.
Mickey Gilly, do you know his who his cousins were, Josh?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't.
Who?
Tom?
Yeah, his cousin is one of the evangelists.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Swaggart?
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, and therefore, yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis was his cousin. Not that cousin. But,
oh, yeah.
A good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right, Tom. That Gillies was a big deal. It burned down. Most people think that Sherwood Cryer burnt it down when he lost $17 million in a lawsuit to Mickey Gilly.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, the weird thing about the fire was it wasn't supposed to be till next month.
That's what he told the cops.
I love that joke.
Yeah. It's ironclad.
You guys know that they don't call the rodeo clowns anymore.
They don't?
No, they call them bullfighters.
Oh.
Really?
Are you sure?
That sure sounds a lot
positive,
tougher.
My theory is that too many open micers were trying to get into rodeo clowning just for the stage time. And it
that'll
ruined everything. You know, the rankest bull of all time is Bodacious. You guys familiar?
No.
Yeah, he is named the rankest. Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bodacious. Bodacious. That was Bocephus is the Hank Williams Jr.
That's right.
The rankest bull of all time. But
smelled bad.
Off stage, supposedly really nice guy. Signs autographs for kids and stuff like that.
He can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Mostly an act. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. In the ring, horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was a bull in the 1980s named Red Rock, supposedly was never ridden, ever.
Why? Too dangerous?
No, they just couldn't stay on him,
Josh. They threw him off every time.
Wow. Yeah.
Threw him off every time. Never got past 7 seconds.
Well, don't they bind their testicles just before they let him go?
Yeah.
No, they don't. That's the horses, I believe.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
They don't mess with the bulls. They're not allowed to tase them or any of that kind of stuff.
No, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Mm-hmm.
So they just come out of the pen pissed off.
Yes. Now, they have spurs, but the spurs are very dull, Christy.
Uh-huh.
And
now, do the spurs jingle, jangle, jingle?
Sure they do. Sure.
Okay.
Comedy with a defense. Right. I'm sorry, Greg.
It's all right. I enjoy it. did you know bull's skin is 7 times as thick as a human being?
Wow.
Well, that's why they have leather seats in cars as opposed to, taking cadavers and, well grandma's going, to she's going to make a hell of a bucket seat.
That is one way
that's
to look
the only
at
thing
it.
Stopping them from tanning human skin.
The only reason. Hey, wow, this guy had a weird tattoo.
Thickness in leather.
Seven times as thick. Literally, guys, figuratively. Very sensitive. Hey, oh. Did you see the size of that bull? Oh, now I'm fat? Is that what you guys are saying?
Come on, guys.
Greg, we need to get to the closer, please.
Oh, jeez. It's our fault.
Well, let's get to the closer. I'm going to pretend as if there was one.
You got this.
These bulls are treated very well. They all receive acupuncture after all their bull rides. Did you know that?
No.
Wow.
That's nice. Yes, yes. But and this is my final message. Acupuncture, guys, make sure you get somebody who knows what they're doing. Pay full price. I went to one of these discount acupuncture places. It was a guy behind a sporting goods store just jabbing me with a plastic spork.
Yeah? Did it help?
No, it didn't help at all. He said his brother-in-law was Asian, so I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, you'll feel loose in no time.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.